Today's Shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Dalet. We are beginning about 10 lines down from the top with the words Amar Rav Nachman. We continue to learn for all of the Chayalim and Kochos HaBitachon in Eretz Yisrael. They should be safe. Hashem should protect them. We daven and pray daily for the return of the Shvuyim, of the captives, safe and sound, B'mheira. And we pray for a Refuah Shleima for all those in need. So we begin Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman tells us, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, about 10 lines down from the top, Shlosha Ne'emanim Al B'chor. Yesterday we talked about certain people that were believed immediately, so we continue in that vein, and Rav Nachman tells us a statement that three people are believed to say that a child is a B'chor. Who are those three people? Eluhain, Chaya, the midwife, the OBGYN, or Viv, V'imo, the father and the mother of the child, but they're believed at different points in time. As we had discussed yesterday, the Chaya is only believed li'alter, immediately, while she's in the room. We had a machlokas. If she leaves the room, then everybody agrees that she's not Nehmanis anymore, unless there's some sort of a simon that was placed. And then there was a difference of opinion as to whether she turned her head away or needed to be constantly looking at the child. But everybody agrees that that's only la'alter. She's believed immediately. But after time, she's not believed. Because obviously the concern is that she's not sure 100% that this is the Bechor. So if there were twins and she states this is the Bechor, she's there, la'alter, she's believed. Otherwise, she no longer has an emunus. The mother, imo kol shiva. The mother is believed for the entire period of the shiva. We give her special permission, so to say, special credibility in that situation. As Rashi says, Shadayin in Ovid Makibo, the father doesn't know her, the baby, that well at that point in time. Shalo Yotzi Mitachas Yad Imo, Likonis Libris, because if it's a boy, there hasn't been a bris yet, and the child will naturally stay with the mother much more in the first 7 days. And Mikamba Elech, after that, Mutal Al Ovid Lahakiro. Then the father has an obligation beyond that point in time. So the mother's believed she's given a special nemonis for the first 7 days, and the father is Ovid Liolam. He is believed forever to say, this is my child that is the Bechor. There's a machlokas whether he's believed in the first days or not as well, but the simple understanding over here is that he's believed beyond that, from the Rashi says, from the time of the bris and onwards, so then the child's believed to say that this is, the father's believed to say that this child is the Bechor. And this is based upon the following discussion of the Pasuk, Kidetanya, like we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, and the Pasuk says, Yakir, the father has an obligation to recognize his son. Bechor ben Hasnua Yakir. So therefore, the father has this obligation. Yakir means Yakirenu Liachirim. It means he can recognize him to other people. In other words, he can state that this is my Bechor. And Mikan Om Rabbi Yehuda, from here we see that the Tana Rabbi Yehuda said, Nemon Adam Lomar Zebini Bechor, that a person is believed much later in life to say, yes, this is my child. He is the Bechor. He's entitled to Pishnaim. He's entitled to a double portion of the Yerusha compared to the other children and has other dinim of a Bechor. And likewise, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ukishem shenemon lomar zebini bechor." Just like the father has this nemanis from the Torah Yakir to say that this child is the bechor, he's also has a nemanis according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kach nemon lomar zeb ben gerusha v'zeb ben chalutza. He has the right to go and passel him as well to say, "Listen, I was a kohen. I did marry a gerusha. He's the product of me and a gerusha, or me and a chalutza. A gerusha product is a d'oraisa chalola, or a chalol. The child in this situation would be a chalol." And if it was a chalutz, it would be midirabanan, but this child would be a chalol and wouldn't be a valid kohen. So Rabbi Yehuda says, not only does he have the right to recognize him as the Bechor, he has the right to even pogame him, to be posseling him from kohuna by saying that he's a ben gerusha, ben chalutza. Whereas the chachamim say, no, he doesn't have the right to go possel. The Torah only gave the right to declare him as the Bechor. The chachamim eino nemon, he wasn't given the halachic right to go and possel the child as a pogum, as a ben gerusha, ben chalutza. Albeit, the chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda that he in fact can say that this is the child that is the Bechor, as the pasuk says. Then we quote the Mishnah. Abba Shaul hayakori lishtuki biduki. At the very end of the Mishnah, we said that Abba Shaul said that a shtuki is somebody that you biduki, you have to go and check him out, check out after him. So what does this exactly mean? What is Abba Shaul adding by saying that the shtuki is known as a biduki? My biduki. What does he mean by saying he's a biduki? If you're going to tell me, ilema shebotkin es imo, that you have to go check out the mother and ask the mother, who is the father of the child? But Omeres, and if she says, lekosher nivalti, and if she says, I had relations with a person who was not going to make this child a mamzer. So then, nemenis, sure she is believed. Is that what Abba Shaul is telling us? So whose opinion is that like? Come on, it is in accordance with the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, which will now tell us where this opinion is from a Mishnah and Ksubos. So if you're telling me that Abba Shaul is just restating the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, so Tanina Chad Zimna. So we already learned that in this Mishnah and Ksubos, that not. It said in the Mishnah Ksubas, Haysam Uberes, if a pregnant woman was asked, Varmullah, Mativo Shaluberzeh, she's a single lady, so it's not clear who the father of the child is. And they ask her, who's the father of the child that you're carrying? So Armulahem, she tells the people, it's Me'ish Ploni, the Kohenu. It is from such and such a person who is a Kohen, and she is not a Zona. She is not considered at this point in time to be a Chalola or a Psula herself. So Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim Nenenet, so we believe her. And this child that will be born will have the status of being a kosher Kohen. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua, Mer, Lo Mipia Anuchai. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, we don't listen to her. She doesn't have a Ne'emanus in this situation, and therefore this child is not considered a Kohen. How do we paskin? We have Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halach, Rabbi Gamliel. To Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, that the halacha is like this opinion of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, that in fact the woman is believed. So if you're telling me that Abba Shaul is now coming to tell us that we go and ask the mother, what is the status of the husband? Is he a apostle? Is he a person that would make this into the child into a mamzer? And she says no, so we believe her. Is that what Abba Shaul is telling us? So that's already Gepaskin, that's Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Why would we need another mission over here to tell us that? So therefore, the Gemara says, no, you need both. You need the Mishnah over there in Ksubos, Chad Lahach Shubah, at Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim Nemenes. That's to say that she is herself still able to go and marry a Kohen. She didn't become a Zona from this one-time event. And therefore, she is still herself able to go and marry a Kohen. And you need Abba Shaul over here, V'chadu Lahach Shubavita, to say that this child that's born, if it is a girl, that child will be Muteris to marry a Kohen. That child is not considered in any way a apostle to go and marry a Kohen. So therefore, you need both. You need the Mishnah in Kesubos, and you need our Mishnah over here. Where it says that only works out well if you hold that that's only going to work out if you argue that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say that only she is in fact believed, but her child is in fact not allowed to go marry a Kohen. Oh, and then along comes Abba Shaul and says, no, even the child, if it's a girl, is allowed to go and marry a Kohen. Oh, that works out great if you say that that is the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, that only she is believed, but her child is not actually believed. That they only make her acceptable to still marry a Kohen, but her child would not be acceptable to marry a Kohen, and along comes Abba Shaul and says, no, I disagree with that, and the child is also Chodo Lahakshir Bevita. However, El Man Diyama, but the opinion that says that even Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say, L'divri HaMachshir Ba, Machshir Bevita, that the daughter is also able to marry a Kohen, even according to the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, so then what is Abba Shaul adding? Abba Shaul might also ask me, how is he adding anything? And then we have our original question, Tanina Chodo Simna. We already learned everything that Abba Shaul is telling us from the Gemara in Ksubas, from the Mishnah in Ksubas. So the Gemara answers, no, the Abba Shaul Adifa Midi Rabbi Gamliel. No, Abba Shaul is telling us a bigger Chiddush than that which Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer taught us. And he says that if you're only going to have the Mishnah in Ksubas, Dimi Hasam, you know what I would have said? Hava Mina, I would have said, Hasam, over there in the Mishnah in Ksubas, Dirov Kisheir Mitzvah, that the majority of the people that she could have had relations with are Ksheirim. As Rashi says, Kigon Pinuya, she was a single girl, Virova Ir, Masin Lakuna, and most of the people in that town were eligible to be married to a Kohen, or were not possible in any way. So therefore, the majority of the people that she could have had relations with, the majority of the men she could have relations with, were kosher, and she herself was a penuya, so there's no concern of adultery. So therefore, the majority opinion there is that she is eligible to still marry a Kohen from the likelihood of who she had the relations with, and therefore her daughter is believed as well. That's why, according to the opinion, says Rabbi Gamliel Releza, say that not only is she believed for herself, but she's believed for her daughter. That's because the majority of the people, the Rav Ksheirim Etzlah. However, maybe you might have said that Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer hold Abel Hechel Derov Psulin Etzla. If in fact the majority of people are Psulin Etzla, as Rashi says, for example, Kagon Arusa, she is actually a married woman, first stage of marriage. So she hasn't had relations with her husband yet, but she's now also to have relations with every single other man in the world. So therefore, if she was an Arusa, but she says, Vio Maris Mino Arisu, but she says, I had relations with my Aris, so there's no adultery in that situation, it's also to have had relations, but it's not an adulterous relationship. That is her future husband. First stage of marriage was taken care of. So therefore, in that situation, where there is one person in the world that she is not going to have a mamzer from, because he's the only person that she's not having an adulterous relationship with, if he's the father of the child. So in that situation, the Rov Psulin Etzla, the vast, vast, vast majority, every single other person but her Oris is forbidden to her. Or in the situation where She is actually a Pnuya, Rashi says. However, Ein Rov Yir, Masin Lakuna, but the vast majority of the people in that city are Psulim. So therefore, the men that she would have relations with, the majority of them are Pasul. And therefore, any child that she would have from them would, in fact, not be allowed to marry the Kuna. So I would have said that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Gamliel, they say no, Ein Malo. Therefore, along comes Abba Shol and says, no, even in that situation where it's Rov Psulim Etzla, that we believe her. Tzricha. Therefore, Abba Shol is adding on, and it's not just the same opinion that we have in the Mishnah Kesubas. Amar Rava tells us, Halacha k'Abba Shol, and we in fact follow this opinion of Abba Shol, this leading opinion that says that we believe the woman, Nemenes, not only about herself, but also about her child that is born, that this girl would be Muteris L'Kahuna, even in a situation where it was Derov Psulin Etzla. Okay, next Nishma. Anybody that is not allowed to enter into the call. We had a few days ago the five times it says kahal to teach us that there are various groups that are considered part of the kahal, but there are others that aren't allowed to enter into the call. They may be Jewish, they are allowed to be Jewish people. Their geiris is a valid geiris, let's say, but they're not allowed to marry into the regular Jewish pool because of the yichus concerns. So kol asur in lavo b'kahal, somebody who's not allowed to go into the kahal. For example, you have a shtuki, a sufi, or a mamzer, they're not allowed to marry into the kahal. So all of these people, mutarim lavo zeh bazeh, but they are allowed to go and marry each other, even though there are potential problems over here, as the other opinions in the Mishnah and the Gemara will discuss. But according to the Tanakhama, mutarim lavo zeh bazeh, they're all permitted to marry one to the other. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Oser, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, disagrees and says, Oser. Now, what exactly is he Oser? That will be the rest of the Shia today will be what exactly is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So for now, we'll leave it that just Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he is Oser. That which the Tanakhama permits them, Lavo Zeh Bezeh, Rabbi Yehuda is Oser. Along comes Rabbi Eliezer, gives us a third opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vadoyin Bivadoyin Mutter. If it's a Vaday, let's say Mamzer, with another Vaday Mamzer, so they are permitted to marry each other. However, if it's a Vadoyin Bisvekan, if it's, one is a Vaday Mamzer, the other is only a Safik Mamzer, or vice versa, Usvekan Bivadoyin. If one is a Safik Mamzer, the other is a Vaday Mamzer, or Usvekan Usvekan, or the both of them have the status of being a Safik Mamzer, for example, so then also they can't marry each other because the Vaday Mamzer is a Vaday Mamzer. The Safik Mamzer, well, maybe he's actually kosher, and then you'd be having a Mamzer marrying a kosher. The Safik situation isn't enough to say he can't marry into the Kahal, but he can't go marry a Vaday Mamzer, according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. And he says only if it's a Vaday with a Vaday can they marry, but any combination of a Vaday with a Safik, or a Safik with a Safik even, Osir. He prohibits such a marriage because of the concern that one of them is really kosher and the other one is not, and now you've actually made things worse. The Mishnah finishes and says, Elu hein ha-sveikos. What are examples of some of these sveikos? So, for example, the Shtuki and the Asufi that we've discussed previously, as well as the Kusi. The Kusi is also a group of people that we've discussed many, many times previously. When Sancheiriv was attacking the world and displacing nation after nation, so he would go, his strategy was that he would go and conquer the nation and then displace the people. He would move the people from one area of the world to another area of the world, so they have less of an incentive to go and rebel because they weren't in their home area. So when Gola, the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes, so he replaced them with the people that came from Kuta, and that's why when they moved to Eretz Yisrael, he displaced them to Eretz Yisrael. He called them the Kusim. These are also known as the Shomronim, and when they lived in Eretz Yisrael, they were attacked by lions, and they said, well, the God of this land, he must want us to worship him. So they converted, and the question has always been, was that a valid conversion or not? They were Gere Arroyos with an olive, and therefore, was that a valid conversion or not? And therefore, the status of the Kusim, in many ways, is always a suffix situation. So a Kusi also is not permitted to love all the call, but can go and marry into, according to the Tanakhama's opinion, Mutarim Lavo Zeh Bozeh. And then you have the additional opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer. That's what they're talking about with the Sveikos. Okay, that's our Mishnah. And again, as I said, it's a little bit enigmatic what Rabbi Yehuda said. So we start right off and ask, my kol asurim lovable call. What exactly is the Tanakhama's opinion that says all the asurim are able to go and intermarry with each other? That's mutarim lovo zebzeh. If you're telling me that the Tanakhama is talking about ilemo, mamzere, unesine, shtuke, v'asufe, all of those people that aren't permitted to marry into the call, they can all marry with each other. So we already learned that. We had that in Asar Yosin. Hotana le Reisha. So this is just a reiteration. The Tanakam is just a reiteration of the previous Mishnah. So is that really what our Mishnah is coming to do? Just reiterate what the previous Mishnah said? And furthermore, Vasil, Rav Yehuda Oser, what exactly now does it mean when Rav Yehuda is Oser? Ahai, what exactly is he referring to? If you're going to tell me, Ilemo Avadoyim Bisveikon, if you're telling me that he disagrees and he says, no, Avadai can't go and marry a Safek, or Safek can't go and marry a Avadai, so then that was Rabbi Eliezer's shita. So the fact that we have Rabbi Eliezer Omer and Hami Tani Sefer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vadon, Vadon, Mutter, it's only the Vade can marry the Vade, Vade, Mesvekin, Sveikin, Mesvekin, also, and all the other options, that when one is a Vade, one is a Sofik, when both are Sveikin, they're not allowed to go marry. So then, Rabbi Yehuda is saying the exact same thing as Rabbi Eliezer. Bichad, Rabbi Yehuda lo sirle, but he argues. He has a separate opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, he doesn't say what Rabbi Eliezer said. So obviously that can't be what Rabbi Yehuda means, that he disagrees with the Tanakama, only that the Vade can marry the Vade, but any Sofik situation can't be married. So that can't be what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? Tomorrow says, oh, you're going to tell me, Bichitema, Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Ager b'mamzeres. The Rav Yehuda is coming along to teach us that a ger is not allowed to go and marry a mamzeres. Is that what he's teaching us? As Rashi points out, we learned earlier on Daf Ayin Beis that Rav Yehuda's opinion was ger lo yiso mamzeres. We said that Rav Yossi said that the ger is allowed to marry mamzeres. Then Rav Yehuda said ger lo yiso mamzeres. And therefore, is that what he's coming to teach us? Midei ger b'mamzeres k'tani. Is that what the Tanakam was saying? That a ger is allowed to go and marry mamzeres? That Rav Yehuda comes along and says he's oser? No, the Tanakam said, kol asurim lovu b'kol k'tani. He said only those people that are forbidden to marry into the kahal. And a ger is allowed to marry into the kahal. So if Rav Yehuda is oser, this isn't the appropriate way for him to go and say that. Yes, he may say that a ger is not allowed to marry mamzeres, but that's not the flow of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the Tanakama, is who he's arguing with, and the Tanakama doesn't say anything about a ger marrying a mamzeres. So therefore, it would be inappropriate to say that here Rav Yehuda is coming along to tell us that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. So therefore, we're stuck. What exactly is Rav Yehuda telling us? So now the Gemara is going to give us four terutzim, four possible terutzim as to what Rav Yehuda's opinion is. So I'm Rav Yehuda, the Amora Rav Yehuda is telling us what the shita of the Tana Rav Yehuda is, and we turn to Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Hachi Kamar. According to Rav Yehuda, the Amora, this is what the Tana Rav Yehuda is teaching us. The Tana Kamar, the Mishnah says, Kol Asrum Lavo Bekal Bekal Kehuna, that the Tana Kamar is talking about anybody that is ineligible to marry into the kahal, but not the kahal of Klal Yisrael, but the kahal specifically of Kahuna, which has further restrictions upon it. So the Tanakam is saying that only those that are ineligible to marry a Kohen, so those people, they're forbidden to go marry into the kahal Kahuna, they can go and marry each other. And who are these people? My ninhu. This is Giores, includes Giores Pechusumi Bashalush Shonim V'yom Echad. This includes that a Giores who is under the age of 3 years and 1 day, in other words, her Bia is not considered Bia. Nevertheless, even though she's not having the ability to become a Zona, we say by definition that any Gioreth above the age of 3 years and 1 day, according to everybody, is halachically impermissible to go and marry a Kohen. That's why Kohanim have to be so careful when they go out, that the Elvis have to make sure that the Kohen's not going out with the Gioret. The Gioret is a wonderful lady, a wonderful, wonderful shidduch for somebody, but not for a Kohen. So therefore, what the Tanakama is telling us, that even a Gioris who's less than 3 years in 1 day, and who's, by definition, her Bia wasn't Bia, so even though she may have had relations, nevertheless, she's not considered a Zona, she's not considered Psula Lacuna, according to one opinion, but the Tana of our Mishnah holds like the other opinion. It says, even a Gioris Pachlusumi Bashalosh Shonim V'yom Echad is Asura Lavo Likal Kahuna, and this is not in accord with the local Rabbi Shimon B'Yochai, who in fact holds that a girl who converted before she was the age of 3 years and 1 day, so she's a Gioret, is allowed to go marry a Kohen. But the author of Mishnah obviously doesn't hold like that opinion of Shimon Bar Yochai, and that's why when the Tanakhama says, Mutarim Lavo Zeb is that, he's referring to the Kahal Kahuna, and that a Gioret can't go and marry into that group, and therefore he would hold that a Gioret is allowed to go and marry into all these other groups. Now that's going to be problematic, which the Gemara will say in a moment. Now, the first question the Gemara asks is, the Nokma, the Bashal Shonim V'yom Echad, Vafilu Rav Shimon Yochai, so why don't we just say that the Tana of our Mishnah is going even in accord with the opinion of Shimon Yochai, and everybody agrees that a Gioret above the age of 3 years and 1 day is by definition not allowed to go and marry a Kohen because of the concern that she had relations while she was a Goya. So therefore, why did he force? Why is Rav Yehuda the Amora saying that our Tana, Rav Yehuda, is specifically arguing with the Tana Kama, and that the Tana Kama's opinion goes not like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and would not permit even a Giorit under the age of 3? So that's the first question the Gemara asks. The Nokmah of Vashol Shonav Yomecha Vafilu Rav Shimon Yochai. One, we want to be all inclusive and say it even goes according to the opinion of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and say it's above the age of 3 in a day, 3 years in one day, because in that situation there'd be no Chiddush. Im Kain Mitzida Tavra. The Shita of the Tanakhama would be broken apart by the following, because Elatayma the Vashol Shonav Yomecha. If you're telling me that we're dealing here with a girl that is above the age of 3 years in one day, and everybody says that she's Asura to marry a Kohen, so ha. That would imply that would imply that if we were dealing with a girl under the age of 3 years and one day, that she would in fact be allowed to go and marry a Kohen. Nevertheless, it says Asura Lovo Zeh B'Zeh. So she's not allowed to go. She's permitted to marry a Kohen. She's not allowed to go marry all these other people who would possible her then to go and marry a Kohen. So Harry Bechusam Yibah Shalom Shalom Yomechad Rabbi Shimon Yochai. But if we're going in accordance with the opinion of Shimon Bar Yochai, it says that she would be allowed to marry a Kohen if she's under 3 years in one day. So then, the Muteris Lavo Bekal Kuhuna, Umuteris Lavo Zeh B'Zeh, then she should be allowed to go and marry those people as well. But that's not the halacha. Therefore, obviously, the Tana Kama can't hold like the opinion of Shimon Bar Yochai, and he's saying across the board, they're not eligible to enter into the Kal of Kuhuna at any age, and therefore, that's why the Mutaros, according to the Tana Kama, to go and marry into the other groups that would say Mutarim Zelazeh, because Asura Lekuhuna. Now, that is now how we have to understand specifically the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Amora Rabbi Yehuda, in his Machlokes with the Tana Kama. But the Gemara says, this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda is incorrect. Because according to this, uklalahu, is this an absolute rule? To call Asura Lavo B'Kal Kuhuna, anybody that can't marry a Kohen, anybody who's in a status that they're Asura L'Kuhuna, Mutarim Lavo Zeh B'Zeh, is allowed to go and marry into all of these other groups of people? That's not true. Because we'll see, Vare Almana, an Amana to a Kohen Gadol, she can't marry a Kohen Gadol, Ugrusha V'Chalutza V'Zona, or a woman who is divorced, or a woman who had Chalitza, or a woman who has the halachic status of being a Zona, they're all forbidden to go and marry a Kohen, Dasurim Lavo B'Kal Kuhuna, the Amana only to the Kohen Gadol, of course, and the others to any Kohen, Dasurim Lavo B'Kal Kuhuna, and at the same time, Vasurim Lavo Zeh B'Zeh, they're not allowed to go marry an Amana, a Grusha, Chalala, or a Zona, is not allowed to go and marry a Mamzer, etc. They're not allowed to marry into all that groups. So the statement that the Tanakhama is making wouldn't make any sense according to this understanding of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is Oser. Oh, they can't go and marry into all these other groups. And the Tanakhama says a Grusha Chalutza is allowed to go marry into these other groups? A Grusha Chalutza can marry a Manzer? No, that can't be right. So that's problem number one with Rav Yehuda's understanding of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Furthermore, Vesu, Ha Mutter Oser, the interpretation that we were now saying is that if you are permissible to marry into the kuhuna, so then you are also to go and marry all of these other people. So you can't marry a mamzer in that situation. But v'hare ger shemutah b'kohenes, but we do have the situation, we discussed this the other day in the Gemara as well, that a ger is mutah b'kohenes. We said the restrictions are only on a kohen, but not on a kohenes. So while a kohen can't marry a giores, a ger can marry a bas kohen. So v'hare ger shemutah b'kohenes, so it is mutter, but it's not usher the other way. He can go and marry umutu b'mamzeris. A ger is allowed to go and marry a mamzeris. So therefore, for these two reasons, we schlug up Rav Yehuda, the Amora's attempt to understand the Tana, Rav Yehuda's machlokis with the Tana Kama. And therefore, we try teretz number two. Elo Amar Rav Nosson Bar Hoshaya Hachi Kamar. So Rav Nosson Bar Hoshaya says this is the way you have to understand the machlokis between the Tana Kama and the Tana, Rav Yehuda. He says, the Tana Kama holds, kol kohen, if the Kohen would not be allowed to marry the daughter of this woman, and what is an example of that? Umaynihu, ger shenosa gioris. This goes according to the opinion that if a ger marries a gioris, that child that they have is asura l'kuhuna. Even though that child is a perfectly valid Jewish child, if it's a girl, is not allowed to go and marry a Kohen. Gerusha Nasa Giyaris is Asura to marry a Kohen, and this is in accord with the opinion Uchi Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Goes in accord with the opinions of the Tana of Eliezer ben Yaakov. And therefore, Mutarin Lavo Zebzeh. So since she cannot go and marry, this product of a Ger and a Giyaris cannot marry a Kohen, so this product is allowed to go and marry into those groups of the Mamzerim, the Nesinim, the etc. Okay, that's the Tanakhav's opinion, and Rabbi Yehuda is Oser. He disagrees. Now, are you again telling me, we question Rav Nosson bar Rishaya, and we say, Uklalu, is this an absolute statement? If you can't marry into the Kahal Kahuna, such as this Ger who marries a Giyaris, then you can go marry into all the other groups, the Kol Shakohen, also Liso, Bito, Mutar, Lovo, Zebizet. Any scenario where the Kohen can't marry the daughter, so then that person is allowed to go and marry all these other people. Is that really true? Is that the Tanakhama statement? I'll show you an exception to the rule. Hare Cholol Shenosa Bas Yisrael. This goes in accordance with the opinion that a Cholol who marries a Bas Yisrael, the product of that relationship is Asura Lekuna. So here you have an example where it's Asura Lekuna, and yet the Kohen also Lisa Bito. However, Basura Nami Lovo Zebazeh. But this girl is a perfectly valid girl, and she can't go and marry a Mamzer, she can't go and marry Nesinim, etc. So therefore, your rule isn't an absolute rule. So that's a problem, according to this opinion of Rav Nosson bar Rishaya. Moore says that's not a problem, because guess what? There is another opinion that we learned the other day, that a Cholo Shenosa Bas Yisrael is in fact mutter to go and marry a Kohen, because we said that the Bas Yisrael is a mikvah tahara for the Cholo. So lo kasha, this goes like the opinion that we learned the other day, Kirav Dostoy Ben Yehuda, who says in fact that a Cholo that marries a Bas Yisrael is in fact muteris to go and marry a Kohen, and therefore, mutter bezeh, asur bezeh, everything works out well. So right now, we've reestablished this teretz of Rav Nosson bar Hoshaya, but we're not going to like it, because we still have a problem with it. V'hare cholo shenosa chalola, but wait a second, everybody agrees that if a cholo marries a chalola, there is no mikveh tahara over here, so then that child is forbidden to go marry a Kohen. The Kohen also liso bito, so the Kohen would not be allowed to marry the daughter of such a relationship. The also nami lovo zebzeh, but this is a perfectly good girl. She is, except for the fact that she can't marry a Kohen, she's perfectly permissible to marry everybody else, and she's asura to go and marry into the Mamzerim, Nesinim group, etc. So that's problem number one with Rav Nosson bar Rishaya's teretz. Problem number two, v'su, furthermore, ha mutter asur. We had said that if you are able to marry the Kohen, so then you're asur to marry everybody else. But here's an example. V'harei ger shenosa bas Yisrael, a ger who marries a bas Yisrael, their child, everybody agrees with Kohen, mutter lisabito, that's an absolutely valid child that can go and be kshera l'kuhuna, and a daughter born from that relationship of a ger and a bas Yisrael is perfectly permissible to go marry a Kohen. Nevertheless, umutar lovo zebzeh. But according to your rule, she shouldn't be allowed to go and marry all these other people, because mutter lezeh is also lezeh. But that's not true. It's mutter l'kuhuna. This girl would be allowed to go marry a Kohen, the product of a ger and a bas Yisrael can marry a Kohen, but still would also be umutarim levo zebezeh. But the Tanakhama's opinion is that a ger is allowed to go and marry into these other groups of people. So that's the second reason why we have a problem with Rav Chanan bar Hoshaya's explanation of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda's machlokas with the Tanakhama. So we try again, third time. El Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Avua. So Rav Nachman says in the name of Rabba Bar Avua, you know what we're talking about? Hocha mamzer me'achoso u'mamzer me'eshes ish iko benayu. We've already learned previously that there are a number of different interpretations as to what creates a mamzer. So we have the standard opinion of the Chachamim, which is how we paskin, that anybody born from a chayve krisus or chayve mises based in relationship that's prohibited with a karis or mises based in, so the child born out of such a relationship is a mamzer. But then we had Rabbi Akiva's opinion, we had various Rabbi Simoy and Rabbi Yesheva, the differences as to how far Rabbi Akiva goes. He says, no, even chayve lavin, possibly chayve yasei, those are going to be mamzer. But then we have a more lenient opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, which we haven't discussed till now, at least not recently, and that is, Rabbi Yoshua says, no, chayve krisis also doesn't create a mamzer. It's only chayve mises based in that will create a mamzer situation. So therefore, Rav Nachman tells us the name of Rabbi Bar Avua that the Tanakhama, the difference between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is arguing about, do they or do they not hold like this opinion of Rabbi Yoshua, or do they hold like the opinion of the Chachamim? And that the difference would be, in if you have a mamzer, me'achoso, which would only be a chiv of kares, Rachman Lutzan, you should never, Rachman Lutzan, have such a relationship, but it's a lesser prohibition of kares, then a mamzer me'eshes ish, for example, an adulterous relationship, the product of an adulterous relationship, which is a chi of misa. So that's what the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about. Ika be'nayu. Tanakhama savar afilu mamzer me'achoso nami hami mamzer. The Tanakhama's opinion is, like the Chachamim, that a mamzer is created not only from mises based in prohibition relationship, but even from a karis prohibited relationship. So if somebody, rachmon lutzlan, had relations with their sister and had a child, so that child's a mamzer, even though it's only a iser of karis, because iser of karis or iser of mises based in according to the Tanakhama makes you into a mamzer. Afilu mamzer me'achosa nami yavi mamzer. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda Sarver, no. He holds like Rabbi Yoshua. Me'eishes ish, only from a capital crime of Mises based in, is the child, the product of such a relationship, going to be a mamzer, heavy mamzer. Me'achosa, however, from an Isra of Kares, low heavy mamzer. And therefore, the Tanakhama says that such a child is a mamzer that has a product of a chayvei krisus, and therefore can't marry a kohen, can't enter into the kal of kahuna, and therefore is mutter to marry all the others, because that child is a mamzer. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, such a child is not a mamzer, and therefore is not mutter to go marry into all of these other groups. Mara doesn't like this teretz either. And he says, Michael Mashla, what then is he telling us? So the din, Tanina, we've already learned this din. This is a famous halacha that we've learned in a number of other places, including not that long ago in Yevamos. We're getting close to the end of Noshim, and Yevamos was the beginning of Noshim, so it's almost a year ago. So, Tanina, we learned over there in the Mishnah in Yevamos, Ezel Mamzer, what is the definition of a Mamzer? So we first have the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that anybody that you're permitted to have a marriage with, kol shehu, below yavo, you're not allowed to have a marriage with that person, even a lav, and possibly even an asay, as we said, there's Rabbi Simoy and Rabbi Sheva's understanding of Rabbi Kiva. Here we just have a generic understanding of Rabbi Akiva. So that is a prohibited relationship that will cause a child to be a mamzer. So even from Chayvi Lavin, Divri Rabbi Kiva, he holds that it's a mamzer. Then we have the standard opinion of the Chachamim, which is attributed to Shimon HaTimni. So he holds Omer, kol shechayevim olav kares bidei shamayim. Anybody that has a prohibited relationship of kares, or certainly Mises based in, so they are going to be a product of such a relationship, is going to be a mamzer, and the Mishnah states, this is the way that we paskin. And then we have the more lenient opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, which I just alluded to, just mentioned. Yeshua Omer, kol shechayavin, all of Mises based in, it's only if there was a Mises based in prohibition that the child from such a relationship would be a mamzer, but not for Mises kares. So this is what the Mishnah already taught us. So why would we need now Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama to teach us this if that's the only purpose that they're coming? So we reject this teretz as well. And therefore, Rav Nachman's teretz is not the right answer. Rav Nachman saying it over the name of Rabba Baravua, Ella Omar Rabba. We finally come to the fourth and final teretz, and that is the teretz of Rabba, to explain the machlokis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. And he says that they're arguing about Ger Amoni Umoavi Ikobenayu. Their machlokis deals with a Ger Amoni Umoavi, which is a prohibited relationship. You're not allowed to become a male from Amon and Moav. Is not allowed to become a Ger, but if they are misgayer, so they do become Gerim. But the Halchi Kamar, this is the machlokis. If they're prohibited to enter into the general congregation, such as a male Amoni or Moavi convert, umaynihu ger Amoni Moavi. They're not, their gerus is chal, but they can't go marry into the congregation, as opposed to an Amonis and Moavis, the famous Rus and the famous story of David HaMelech. So Amonis and a Moavis are permitted love over the Kal right away, whereas a male Amoni Umoavi is never allowed, even at Dor Asiri, even beyond that, they're not allowed to enter into the Kal. So according to the Tanakhama, Ger Amoni Umoavi Mutarim Lovel Zebazet, they can't marry into the Kahuna, they can't go marry into the Kahal of all of Klal Yisrael, but they can go and marry into these Psulim, into the group of people that we had, that Mutarim, Lovu, Zebazet, all these Psulim, all these Mamzerim, Nesinim, etc. So the Ger, Amoni, Umoavi can marry according to the Tanakhama into that group. And Rav Yehuda comes along and forbids it. Who says, what is he forbidding? He also agrees to that. Ihachi, my Rav Yehuda Oster. What does he mean that Rav Yehuda is Oster? So why would he say that the Ger, Amoni, Umoavi can't go marry the Mamzerim? They're Jews, their Kiddushim would be Chal, so why can't they go and marry the Mamzerim? So the Gemara says, Hochimar. So according to Rava, this is what Rav Yehuda is telling us when he says Oser. Afapi, Rav Yehuda Oser, Ger b'mamzeres. Even though Rav Yehuda normally forbids a Ger to go and marry a Mamzeres, so he is not like the Tanakhama. He disagrees with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says a Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzeres. And Rav Yehuda says, no, a Ger is not allowed to go and marry a Mamzeres. Nevertheless, Hani mili ger deroy lova bakal. That's only a ger that's allowed to marry into the kahal. A ger is perfectly permissible to marry into the kahal, just can't marry a kohen. However, perfectly permissible to marry a lady Yisrael. Gers are wonderful Jews. So therefore, hani mili ger deroy lova bakal. A ger that can enter into the kahal, albeit not the kahal of kuna, but the kahal of klai Yisrael. So such a person is forbidden to go marry mamzerim. However, avoger, amoni, muavi, the ain ruuyin lovu bakal. They're not allowed to go marry into the kal of Yisrael, so therefore they are permitted to go and marry into the kal of mamzerim. And that, Rav Yehuda over here, when he's oser, he's saying, even though I'm oser, a ger, to marry mamzeris, I agree over here that the ger is allowed to go and marry into the group of mamzerim. This ger amoni moavim is allowed to marry into these other psulim. And in fact, there is no Tana Kama over here. According to Rava, it is all one statement. The Tana Kama and Rav Yehuda are the same person. They are the same statement. Rav Yehuda says that a ger is forbidden to go and marry a mamzeris, and therefore a ger is permissible into the kal, albeit not the kal of kuna, but the kal of klai Yisrael. But even though he says that a regular ger is allowed to marry into the kal of Yisrael, and therefore can't marry a mamzer, nevertheless, he says, while I'm oser in general, a ger to marry mamzeris, a ger moavi or a ger amoni, who are not permitted into the kal of Yisrael, they are in fact permitted to go and marry into this group of mamzerim and nesirim, etc. So that is all one opinion. It's not a machlokas, the Tanakh, Rabbi Yehuda. It's all the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and this is the teretz that's accepted, how to explain our Mishnah. Now, this is a good break point over here. We continue to learn every day, and I hope people are constantly thinking about the matzav in Eretz Yisrael. There's unfortunately a tremendous need for our tfilos and a tremendous Yeshua that we need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'mehera b'yameinu.